Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Larry Vanderspiegel, no relation. No guests today, as they all have hangovers from the New Year celebrations. So I just like to have a rant about things. As you know, I follow spiritual and philosophical blogs, YouTube channels, and that sort of thing. Most of them have said that 2025 would be mind-blowing. Weird and generally shocking revelations would happen, huge change. Apparently, the light has won over the dark, but we're not seeing anything that suggests that. What did happen last year? Nothing really, just the same old planet, greedy, hateful world leaders still leading, the rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer. During the end of December 2025, they started all posting that 2026 would be a game changer, vast shocking things will happen. ET disclosure, alien ships in our skies. It's like the story of the boy who cried wolf. I'm not sure how much longer I can buy into this information. Maybe they're all delusional. Maybe they're providing this information to simply get famous and make lots of money. That's something that has never sat quite right with me. Non-religious spirituality and amassing money seem like oil and water to me, they don't mix. I know several of them have had amazing spiritual awakenings, so writing a book about it would be a great way to share it, but then some of them seem to get greedy, like, here is some more content I made, but it's on Patreon only. Or it's a YouTube video you have paid for members only. I know their motive is to recoup their loss of producing their information. But surely if the information they have needs to reach the most amount of people, shouldn't it be freely available to everyone, not just affluent middle-class people? Some poor people have to make choices like, should I buy that spiritual book today or should I buy some food? I'm just one guy who uses free AI software to make this material. I upload to Spotify and YouTube for free. It doesn't cost me anything but time, and I have an abundance of time right now. So this podcast will remain free and sponsor-free right to the end. It'll be interesting to see, if things do transpire the way it's been predicted, at some point, we will no longer need the use of money. It was after all a form of control the dark forces came up with, so that they could control both the rich and the poor, everyone. So if money goes away because we can just push a button on a Star Trek-style replicator to make food, clothes, housing, how many of these spiritual teachers would continue to produce their work for free? There's no money to be made, so why bother? That is, by the way, part of the upcoming disclosure, that several technologies have been held back from humans, as the dark forces would lose their control. Technologies that can manifest anything out of thin air, no need for money to buy things anymore. Technologies that can heal your entire body in a few seconds, no need to pay for healthcare and pharmaceuticals anymore. ETs that could teach humans the true nature of existence and reality, no need to pay for an education anymore. Technologies that can transport you to anywhere in the universe, no need to be burning fossils anymore. Do you think ETs are burning fossils to get their ships here? Of course not. It would take them generations to get here. This is the future I would like to see. My faith in spiritual bloggers and YouTubers may be whining right now, but here is what I believe to be true. ETs are here on and around Earth. There are some being puppeteers for our world leaders, getting them to start wars in exchange for money, power, and fame. But these dark forces are the minority. The majority of ETs are here to help humanity through an evolutionary step from Homo sapien to Homo galacticus. They have already gone through this step themselves, so they know the pitfalls. They are here to share their wisdom, not to manipulate and control us. They cannot go against our will. If we tell them to go away, they will. But if we invite them in and ask for their help, they will do that. It works like Star Trek's prime directive. There are suggestions that ETs are about to show up in our skies. They won't land just yet, just their ships will just hang in the sky. Exactly like a brick doesn't. Our governments and news media will then generate a narrative suggesting they are bad aliens and here to enslave the human race. The American military will then, of course, shoot first and ask questions later. Human-made bombs have no effect on their ships, of course. However, you will see AI-generated footage of the so-called bad ET ships being blown up, and another war starts. Our governments may even suggest we all stay in our homes to keep safe from the bad aliens. Does this sound familiar? Yeah, Lockdown 2, the sequel. More bullshit. So it's really down to us. Do we do what our governments say, or do we rise up and become Homo Galacticus? Okay, so that'll do for now. I needed to get this off my chest and out there. I may be back next month. Thanks for listening until the end. If this resonated with you, please share it with like-minded people.